Découvertes.
Discoveries.
Une émission de Mariola, Sofia, Roumen et Théodore, réalisée par Youth Connected by Sounds.
Нашите деца изработват свои собствени шивици и следват носиите от 7-те фолклорни области на България. Всяка готова шивица има свои форми, цветове и символи. Някои носят послание за здраве,
Bulgarian embroidery, a living tradition. Our children create their own embroidery designs while exploring the traditional costumes from all 7 folklore regions of Bulgaria. Each embroidery pattern has its own shapes, colors, and symbols. Many of them convey important messages, as every symbol in Bulgarian embroidery has its own special meaning. For example, the traditional Bulgarian cross motif is a symbol of protection. It represents family, harmony, and the connection between generations. This motif is also used in the weaving of traditional Bulgarian kilims, woven rugs. The tree of life is another traditional symbol. It represents strength, growth, the bond between earth and sky, and the preservation of the family. Sun symbols bring light, energy, and hope. Diamond-shaped geometric patterns are often symbols of fertility and protection. Flowers and plants symbolize the beauty of nature and new life.
Черното не е черно, то и е тъмно кафяво. А тъмното кафяво не е тъмно кафяво. То е онзи засъхнал червен.
Colors also have symbolic meanings. Red represents life, love and strength. Black, traditionally a very dark brown, symbolizes the earth and stability. The dark brown color resembles dark red, just as dried blood becomes almost brown. Green stands for nature, youth, and hope. White symbolizes innocence, children, and goodness, while yellow and gold represent the sun and the light. Now we would like to introduce our children, who will present themselves and share what Bulgarian folklore and traditional embroidery mean to them.
А жълтото и златното се свързват с слънцето и светлината. Нека първо да представим нашите деца.
Казвам се София Дургели. Харесвам българския фолклор, защото чрез него научавам повече за българската култура и традиции.
My name is Sofia Durgelli, and I live in Rome. I enjoy Bulgarian folklore because it helps me learn more about Bulgarian culture and traditions. I especially like the ornaments and geometric patterns found in traditional embroidery. They are colorful, lively, and fascinating. They show us how people in the past express their feelings and beliefs.
My name is Biljana and I live in Rome. I am interested in Bulgarian folklore because I love Bulgarian traditional costumes and folk dances.
Аз съм Румен Руменов, живея в Белгия.
My name is Румен Руменов and I live in Belgium. Bulgarian folklore is very interesting to me because of its beautiful embroidery, music and people. In my design I use the colors red, green and black, because they are often found in traditional Bulgarian costumes. By creating our own embroidery patterns, we continue this tradition.
Работим по шаблони и внимателно подреждаме цветовете или фигурите, за да направим шивицата красива и симетрична.
We work with templates and carefully arrange the colors and patterns so that our embroidery designs are beautiful and symmetrical. The children create embroidery on cardboard using colored rice grains and other materials. They also draw traditional embroidery patterns on cotton bags using textile markers. These are their first steps in exploring Bulgarian embroidery and learning its traditional artistic techniques.
рисуват с фулмастери за текстил. И всичко това са първите им стъпки, опити, докосване, изучаване на шевицата, след това на бродерията и събръската с традиционните техники към изработването им.
Нашият ансамбъл Лев към културна асоциация Сен Илия Пекови заедно с Българско училище азбуки Фрими Колеферо в Италия бе създаден по време на пътуващият събор на Мегдана на другата България през 2020 година в Верона, проведено онлайн поради COVID.
The folklore ensemble LEF and the Bulgarian school Azbuki. Our folklore ensemble LEF, together with the Bulgarian school Azbuki in Rome, participated for the first time in Namegdana na Drugata Bulgaria, the village square of the other Bulgarian, in 2019. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the event was organized online by Kalinka Georgieva from Verona. Unfortunately, we were unable to register in time for this year's 11th edition, held in Munich, Germany. We would have loved to participate. Registration for the event had already reached 120 ensembles from around the world within just 2 hours when it opened in December 2025. This clearly demonstrates the importance and growing popularity of the village square of the other Bulgaria.
Nevertheless, we were once again part of this great community. We connected with many ensembles from different countries, not only on stage, but also beyond it. We enthusiastically applauded the traditional circle dances performed by our fellow participants because we were all part of one large family. We believe it's our responsibility to preserve the heritage of our ancestors and pass on our cultural identity to future generations.
Семейство, което е именно и асоциацията. За нас всеки бъдещ Мегдан е среща с родината и с приятели, с родни по дух и с завета да пазим и да предаваме българското фолклорно богатство, съкровищницата на дедите ни и на нашата самоидентичност.
Шевиците разказват стари легенди и истории. В тях често се вижда ритъмът и движението на хорото. Повтарящите се форми напомнят за хванатите ръце на хората.
Embroidery, legends and dance. Traditional embroidery tells ancient stories and legends. The repeating patterns remind us of Bulgarian circle dances, where people hold hands, symbolizing unity, strength and shared energy.
Според легендата, Тайц бил колан във вериги, но започнал да играе хоро с такава сила и енергия, че успял да скъса веригите и да се освободи. От тогава танцът се превърнал в символ за свободата и силния дух.
One well-known legend of unity and determination is the story of Daicho. According on the legend, Daicho was imprisoned in chains. As he began to dance, he managed to break free from his chains and escape through the power of dance. Since then, Daicho's dance, Daicho Huro, has become a symbol of courage, perseverance, and the strength of the human spirit.
You have been listening to the program on Bulgarian embroidery and folk art with Mariola Georgieva from the ASEN and Ilya Pekiovi Cultural Association, the Azbuki Bulgarian School in Rome, and Colefero, Italy, and the LEF Folk Ensemble together with her students, young Bulgarians from across Europe.
Et c'était Découverte, une émission présentée par Mariola, Sofia Roumen et Théodore, proposée par YCBS, Youth Connected by Sound, a program recorded in Berlin, Germany. Vous écoutez Radio Chicago International et la musique revient tout de suite.